Well, hello there. Welcome to the Mill Housing Nation, What I Wish I Would Have Known Before I PCS'd podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. Before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the country. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to milhousingnetwork.com or search us on Facebook. All right. Well, today's guest is a military spouse. She is a co-founder and president of The Unquiet Professional and a My Soy winner for Joint Base Lewis-McChord, Krista Anderson. Krista, welcome to Mill Housing Nation.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, before we started recording, we were getting to know each other a little bit better, and I'm actually really excited for this episode because I think you bring so much perspective and value to our listeners. So thank you again for sharing with us.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk about a couple of things. So we're first off going to talk about PCS resources, and we want to learn a little bit more about you before we dive into the nitty gritty. So tell us, how long have you been a military spouse and how many PCSs?
So I have been a military spouse for 10 years, and some people that know me know that that is two husbands, one late, and Michael Simpson is, Staff Sergeant Michael Harrison Simpson was killed in action in 2013, and I remarried in 2017 to Master Sergeant Gus Anderson, and so I have been through total, I think, five. I think. I know I shouldn't lose count, but I guess I wasn't ready for that question, which I should have been. But yes, I think five.
Okay.
PCSs. So, and one recently, just this past August.
You guys have gone from Joint Base Lewis-McChord to Virginia, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ah,
okay. All right. How was that PCS?
It was great, actually. I mean, well, not in the whole term, I guess, because we're still dealing with the claims process. We've been sleeping on a broken bed since August. But, you know, it was a kind of fast and furious move. It really happened within about, 4 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
And we drove across country with our two boys, Michael and Gabriel, are now 9 and 6, and we did 49 hours straight.
Oh my.
Switching off. You know, I think we were kind of like, let's see how, let's just go a little bit further. And honestly, the boys slept better in the car than they do in their beds.
Wow. Okay.
And they behaved. They didn't fight until we were at about 48 and a half hours. So it was really good.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you get the Road Warrior Award of the Year, okay?
Thank you.
I don't know if I could do that.
We didn't expect to, but we thought, you know what? We just want to get there as fast as possible. You know, you're in between end of school and 4th of July, and, it was, it was interesting.
Yeah. Well, and I don't blame you for that. I've been on many times where we're carrying, doing a partial ditty, we have part of our stuff loaded up in the trailer and the dogs and everybody's crammed into all the things. Mm-hmm. And you're like, let's just get there. I don't want to.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think selfishly, I just didn't want to unload the truck every night and bring stuff into the hotel room that I insisted on hand carrying with me that the movers could not take,
Yeah. Oh, I
and
know.
So it was,
My mattress is the one thing I will not let the movers move because I want to sleep on something when I arrive.
We probably should have done that because ours is still broken.
We have, yes, and I know we are going to talk about that. And that is going to be my PCS tip for you, my dear, is always pack your own mattress.
Seriously. Oh, my goodness. People. I guess that's definitely one of the things that I wish I knew before.
Yeah, that is one lesson I learned a long time ago. So now we pack our own mattress. At least you have somewhere to sleep when you get there.
Right.
So let's talk about how our crazy military life, and I know you have a really impactful story that I want to dive into. Let's talk about how military life has impacted your career, and then I want to learn more about the unquiet professional.
Great. I think, you know, when I married into the military 10 years ago, and it'll actually be 10 years next month, December 20th, I didn't have any prior experience. You know, my grandfathers and uncles and, you know, my father all served. My father was in Vietnam but separated before I was born. And so, you know, I wasn't a military brat, if you will. And so it was definitely new. And Mike's family is all military. I mean, grandparents, father, I mean, just, you know, brothers, both of his brothers serve. And so sitting down at dinner, you know, I would have to ask them to speak English because it was all acronyms, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All acronyms.
Yes.
So I don't think that I really, you know, we got married and then I was pregnant for Michael a few months later. We were, you know, he was in Germany. I was here. We moved to Fort Bragg for the Special Forces Qualification Course. You know, Michael was born there. Gabriel was born out at Joint Base Lewis and Cord. And I did get involved with the FRG. I shouldn't say that. I didn't when we were at Fort Bragg because I thought, you know, which I think is really easy to fall into, you know, you think to yourself, oh my goodness, I have more than I know what to deal with, you know, than I can deal with here with my family, you know, making new friends and getting involved in something when we're only going to be here for 2 years mm-hmm. just seems like a lot of work, right?
Yep.
And I mean, for a lot of military families, they're moving every couple of years. So if you say that every time, then you're not getting involved at all. But I changed my tune when we got out to JBLM and I got involved in the FRG and I made some wonderful friends and I attended, you know, all of the briefings and the events and I didn't live and breathe it, you know, but I'm so grateful that I had met the women that I did. Because then 5 years into being a military spouse, I lost my husband. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for them, I don't know what my journey would have been like. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they were so supportive and really just made me want to kind of run back into the military. And I was just at a U.S. SOCOM Care Coalition conference and General Thomas talks about, you know, I mean, there's two ways you go about it. You either run away from the military, and you can do that while you're still active, right? Mm-hmm. I want to live off base. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't, you know, or you can run straight back in. And I ran straight back in. And I'm grateful for that because I think our community, there's great communities out there all over. But I think the military community is so special and so supportive, you know, I mean, especially as families, as spouses, you know, we're the ones who call for backup so we can go be backup for someone else, you know, mm-hmm. come
oh,
watch
yeah.
my kids. I need to go take care of somebody. So without a question, no matter what's happening in your life.
Listing a random military spouse that you just met as your emergency contact. I mean, it's
right. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Hi, can you be my emergency contact for my children? Because I don't know anybody here.
We just met. You don't seem creepy. Could you please take care of my kids if I
right.
get in an accident?
Exactly. Exactly. That's so funny. That's, yep. Mm-hmm. I know. And I was always a, you know, type A. I had to have control over everything. And, the Army certainly broke me of that somewhat where, you know, it's always hurry up and wait and you never know what's coming around the corner. You know, whether you're moving, whether you're staying, whether there's going to be a TDY, a last minute TDY and you're kind of juggling things by yourself. So, you know, I kind of, it impacted me in a sense where, one, I recognized the strength in numbers, I suppose. And even if it's just one person, right? If it's that one military spouse that has your back no matter what, and you can call and talk to, or, you know, I need to drop off my kids real quick because my babysitter fell through and I have an appointment that I need to get to, or whatever it is, or just to call and vent and sit and have tea or wine. The resources that we also provide, I think, and you know, the support as a whole.
Well, I think you've highlighted some really great tips and encouraging words for military spouses who are thinking about getting connected but aren't sure, you know, should I go down this route? And I like that you highlighted that you have an opportunity to either jump in or run away from it. I want to hear more about the mission behind the Unquiet Professional. So do tell.
Yes. So 5.5 years ago when we lost Mike, again, our community was so supportive, and the nonprofits and the organizations, you know, the Care Coalition took care of us. My casualty affairs officer, of course, and our chaplain and our unit, we were the first special forces group. But, you know, USO met us at every airport, right? I mean, they would actually come out to the curb, take my car seats out of the car, carry my kids through the airport if I needed them to or wanted them to, you know, whatever was making life easier for us. The Green Beret Foundation and Special Ops Warriors Foundation, Wear Blue, Run to Remember, which is a running group, a great community just to kind of be a part of, even if you know, if you're a runner and you want to be a part of something that is bigger, I think, but not, you know, I mean, they run every Saturday. They circle up, they call it the names of the fallen that weekend since 2001, call it the names of the people that you're running for. You can, or you don't have to, you can be silent and pray and run 3 miles. And, you know, it's easy. If you're going out for a run anyways, it's great to be a part of that because you get to know people and you don't necessarily have to tell your story, but it just kind of is comfort in knowing that there's people there that understand and support because it's filled with, you know, military, active, retired, gold stars, civilians, everything. So that was a huge, huge help for us. And so all these organizations, I think you know, just wasn't enough for me. So my girlfriend, Andrea Rinaldi, who is a civilian, you know, who was there from day one, you know, I'm flying out. What can I do? What do you need? And one of the things that she saw was that I needed a way to give back. And so she said, let's have a fundraiser. Let's start our own organization. And, you know, and then, you know, Mike died May 1st, 2013, and August 16th, 2013 was our first big fundraiser. And so we were founded to give back to these organizations in the community. And then so we were able to start our own program. So we have a Veterans Fresh Air Project, a Children's Museum program, a race program for veterans and gold stars. And, you know, really the mission is to provide healthy and empowering ways for gold star families and veterans and their families to heal from the wounds brought on by war. And that's, you know, we strive to do that every day, whether we're assisting Gold Star families, you know, recent or past, and with veterans that just kind of need a break and need to connect. And, you know, we recognize that separating from the military, no matter how you do it, is a huge transition, you know. For spouses, you know, for Gold Star spouses and families that lose their spouse, you're transitioning, you know, out of military life. For veterans that are leaving the military, you and your spouse and your children are transitioning, you know, from military life to civilian life. And all of that can be scary and messy and confusing and, you know, and stressful. And so we're there to help.
So if some,
that was kind of a long-winded.
No, I appreciate you sharing that you have a big heart and that you wanted to do something for the organizations that supported you. And I think through those efforts, you're giving back to a community, giving back to the community. And I commend you for that. If our listeners are listening and they want to give to the organization or get connected with this organization, how would they go about doing that?
Oh, well, we have a website, which transparently is under construction right now, so it's a little outdated, and that's theunquietprofessional.org. And then we also have our Facebook page that is the same, The Unquiet Professional. And if you can donate from there or also message me if there's something, you know, that you would like to do, whether it's hosting an event or volunteering or, you know, any of those. We're all volunteer organization, and our board consists of military spouses and veterans. And then of course, Andrea is a civilian, and it's great to have her perspective on that. It's always a really wonderful balance. And so, yeah, so our website is wonderful.
That's awesome. And so If you're listening and you want to get connected to The Unquiet Professional, definitely go visit them online, find them on Facebook. And if folks just wanted to even share the Facebook page and so that others can learn about this organization, I definitely encourage listeners to do that because it will continue to drive a worthy cause. So thank you for creating this.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think through that, you know, I also volunteer on the Gold Star Liaison with the Green Beret Foundation. I'm on the advisory board for a civilian organization called Raise for Rowan. It's out in Washington, and they provide mortuary and funeral expenses for to parents who have lost a child. And, you know, that's another sad but really inspiring story where, you know, parents lost their 17-month-old daughter and created this organization to help others. And they also provide emotional support. And I speak for Folds of Honor, which is an organization that provides K-12 scholarships for fallen service members and fallen service members' children. And 90% to 100% disabled veterans' children, and then higher education scholarships.
Oh, wow.
As well. For, yeah. I think it's 10% disabled veterans and then foreign service members' families.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And then there's also Gold Star Sailing, where I sit on their board of directors. And it's a retired colonel who created this amazing camp. He brings 20 to 25 teams together every summer in Rhode Island. I think last year there was four Gold Star teams from the UK, and they learn to sail. And then if they come back, they can take on a leadership role. And it's, you know, they don't have to talk about their feelings, but they're among each other who knows kind of the struggles that they go through. And because grief is a funny thing, right? You re-grieve with every developmental stage with your children. It feels and looks different as they get older. And so especially when they're teenagers and, you know, and some of them are like, right now I could really use my dad,
right,
you know, and or their mom, of course. And so they have that amazing bond and community together. So,
well, I think
all of them have websites. To donate.
Well, I think there's a lot of organizations, and if you're listening and you know a family that is in need of support, I think you've listed off some really amazing organizations. Mm-hmm. And like I said, maybe we can highlight those organizations in our show notes so that if folks do want to get connected, they have a way to do so. Krista, we didn't even touch on anything PCS, so I feel like we need to bring you back. So that we can do another episode about how you're sleeping on a mattress that deflates in the middle of the night.
Oh my goodness.
but I think we spent a lot of time highlighting a subject that needed to be talked about. So thank you for sharing, and thank you for being vulnerable with our listeners and sharing your story.
Absolutely.
Well, Miss Krista.
My pleasure.
Miss Krista, I want to thank you for sharing today. And we're going to have you back because we got to talk PCS
awesome.
Stuff.
Okay.
So I apologize that I didn't get us there, but I think what we talked about today is a lot of value to the military spouse community. So thank you for creating this organization and being a champion for Gold Star families.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. Well,
it's definitely an honor for me to do.
Well, thank you, Krista. And for our listeners that want to get connected, definitely check out our show notes. We're going to list off the organizations that Krista mentioned so that you can get connected and learn how to either volunteer your time or donate or partake in any of these organizations if you need assistance. So, Krista, thank you.
Thank you so much.
To view today's show notes and to connect with our guest, visit milhousingnetwork.com. Click on the podcast tab and look for today's episode. To get connected to our local communities, join our Facebook group, Things I Wished I Knew Before I PCS'd on Facebook. And don't forget, also head over to iTunes and hit the subscribe button to subscribe to our podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in next week as we feature another amazing guest. Bye for now, listeners.